لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I talked about the meaning of the talbiya, that is لبيك اللهم لبيك, in the last session. Now I'm going to talk to you about the significance of what? Of the rituals of Hajj. What is Hajj? As I said, a visitation. To visit certain sites that Allah commands us to. Okay? And as we know, when the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, performed his Hajjat al-Wada, farewell pilgrimage, he made sure that all those with him, at the time, probably there were 100,000 people, more or less, okay? Depending on the reports that we have in our reference works. However, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, wanted to make sure that his companions and the Muslims after them would learn the procedure of Hajj. That's why he said, learn from me the rituals of Hajj. In other words, he was keen that the Muslims would perform Hajj properly, just as he did. You see, this is the thing that when we say, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَقَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, you have the best example in the Messenger of Allah. Example in what? Example in every way, in everything, ritually, religiously, socially, whatever. He's our, you know, paradigm. He's our example to be followed, okay? So he taught his companions the rituals of Hajj. We know now, the very first thing we do, as soon as we arrive in Mecca, what would you do when you enter the Al-Masjid al-Haram, or the inviolable house of Allah, which is the sacred house of Allah in Mecca? The very first thing you say, different from when you go to any masjid in the world, the very first thing you do, you perform two rak'ah, which is called the greeting of the masjid, tahiyyat masjid. Not in the inviolable house in Mecca, al-Bayt al-Haram. What you first do, or have to do, is the tawaf. You start off with the tawaf. Whether you are performing hajj, whether you are performing umrah, whether you're just visiting the masjid in order to perform salah there, the very first thing you do is to perform tawaf. Seven rounds, keeping the black stone in your left-hand side. Of course, you can't do it any other way, because all the people, day and night, 24 hours, they're making that tawaf. So you go and go with them and perform your tawaf. Now, you find some people ask funny questions. Yes, funny questions. Saying, well, how come we turn anti-clockwise in our tawaf? We go anti-clockwise, right? And in fact, I was asked this question, and believe you me, I had no idea that someone would ask a question like this. That's why I was not prepared. But I say Allah inspired me to give the question that really satisfied the inquirer. What is it? He said, how come we, when we perform tawaf, we go anti-clockwise? Without thinking, brothers and sisters, honestly, it crossed my mind right away. I said, well, I want to ask you a question. Who started first? The tawaf? Or who existed first? Tawaf or the clocks? Well, you know, I mean, the clocks, maybe you go, maybe, let's say 1,000 years back. But tawaf. Tawaf started, you know, maybe 5,000, 6,000 years ago. So, of course, you know, he would not have any answer to that. But anyway, when we perform tawaf, you see, this is the point. Why do we perform tawaf? Why do we do anything with these things? Simply, brothers and sisters, simply because Allah commands us to do that. That's one thing. Second, because the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, did that. He had no choice but to do it exactly as he did. Because he said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, perform prayer as you see me performing it. And also, he says, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, learn from me the rituals of Hajj. In other words, we have no choice. That's what the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah just mention, did. If you did it, if you do it the other way around, forget it. No reward for that at all. And if you deliberately do it, that means you, it's going to be punishable. But anyway, the point is, I want you to understand, we do it because Allah commands us to perform tawaf in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, as well as the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah just mention, himself did it. And he commanded us to do exactly as he did. Okay? Now we understand the concept of tawaf, inshallah. Next time I'm going to talk about the concept of sa'i. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والمجد.